USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The most violent protest in the country continued throughout the night in Portland, Oregon, as fireworks were shot into the federal courthouse, causing fires. Thousands upon thousands of people gathered in Portland streets hours after a U.S. judge denied Oregon's request to restrict federal agents' actions. Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf also stated that the troops are not there by executive order.
The individuals that are in Portland are acting under FPS authority, Department of Homeland Security authority. Doesn't have anything to do with an executive order. This is existing authority that has been on the books for decades. But that is the authority they're using to go in and to protect a federal facility. FPS protects almost 9,000 facilities around the country. There's no other facility that has this type of violent activity night after night after night.
Federal Protective Service officers declared the gathering as an unlawful assembly and cited that at least 18 officers had been injured. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Tropical Storm Hanna has been officially upgraded to a hurricane, moving toward the Texas coast and threatening to bring 8 to 18 inches of rain, storm surges, and possible tornadoes, all while another tropical storm approaches the Caribbean. Hanna is the first official hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season, and the National Hurricane Center said in their morning update, maximum sustained winds had increased to over 85 miles an hour. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Gonzalo is still on track to move across the southern Windward Islands. ICE officials announced that international students who plan to solely enroll in online classes this fall will be barred from entering the country. The announcement came as the U.S. topped 4 million coronavirus cases, and colleges and universities are rolling out plans to shift to online learning for the fall semester. The department also mandated that designated school officials are not to provide new international students with an I-20 form that declares their legal student status. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The country's top counterintelligence officials say that multiple foreign adversaries are actively targeting the November election in a variety of ways, from launching influence campaigns in social and traditional media, to targeting election infrastructure, to even attempting to compromise the private communications of public officials. Bill Unvina, the National Counterintelligence and Security Center director, said in a statement, "At this time, we're primarily concerned with China, Russia, and Iran, although other nation states and non-state actors could do harm to our electoral process." Attorneys have filed a lawsuit to try and halt the imminent expulsion of a group of migrant children previously detained at a South Texas hotel. The latest court challenge against a Trump administration policy that has barred most border crossers, regardless of their age, from seeking U.S. asylum. The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. on behalf of a number of children in U.S. government custody previously held at a hotel in McAllen, Texas. Citing a directive from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, U.S. immigration officials are attempting to expel the minors who arrived at the southern border without their parents to their home countries. The lawsuit said that immigration officials have declined to say exactly how many children were being held at the McAllen Hotel and to provide their names immediately. The advocates are also asking the federal court in Washington to require the Department of Homeland Security to allow the children an opportunity to talk to lawyers. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.